Well, pleased to welcome the newest addition to the Calgary Flames down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. We welcome Blake Como in. Blake, how are you?
I'm doing good. Just kind of scrambling to get everything ready here to fly out to St. Louis, but I'm doing good. Excited.
Well, tell me about your excitement level about joining the Calgary Flames.
Well, it's super excited. Obviously, that's where my parents live right now. You know, my wife's got her brother there, and is from out west, and so I'm excited for to go to a new team. I feel like you know, I want to go there right away and try to make an impact. Obviously, I know that they are always in a playoff race, and just definitely excited for a change of scenery.
Well, tell me about the Calgary connection. So you're from Saskatchewan originally, but your parents are now in Calgary?
Yeah, I grew up in Saskatchewan, in Meadow Lake, Saskatchewan, and my parents ended up moving to Calgary a couple of years ago. My dad took a new job, and I think they were both pretty shocked and excited, and when I found out that I was going to Calgary, my mom sent me a text saying, what are the odds? But, you know, obviously I'm super excited. I know being from Canada, going to a Canadian city, how passionate they are about their team and how the fans are, so it's going to be awesome.
Tell me about how this all came about. I mean, did you expect that you were going to be claimed once you got the news yesterday that the Islanders had put you on waivers?
Yeah, I was leaving the rink yesterday, and I got the news from our assistant coach, Doug Waite, that I was going on waivers. And, you know, it's definitely different thoughts and emotions are going through you at the time. I've obviously never been through anything like this, being with the Islanders since I've turned pro. And, you know, you're anxious, you're excited, you know, but I think waiting was the worst part, just sitting around with my wife trying to wait and see where we were going or if we were going somewhere. So I got the phone call today and spoke with Jay Feaster. I was obviously very excited, told my parents right away. We were kind of in shock, but tons of different emotions, and it's almost as if you don't have time to really think about it. Your next thing I know, I'm packing up and flying out. So,
was it one of those things where you were shocked or surprised when Doug Waite gave you the news?
I was shocked, to be honest, that I was put on waivers. You know, you hear trade rumors and all that kind of stuff, and you know, you try not to think about it too much. You want to go and play, and you know, I was coming off a year that I was happy with last year, and I had improved. You know, I thought in all aspects of my game, and I feel like I'm still fairly young at 25 and feel like I have a lot to offer still. And, you know, things this season to start off the year weren't really going the way I had hoped. And, you know, so I was shocked at the time, but I wasn't with how things were going. So, you know, I feel like this may be a chance for me to turn the page and start fresh. And, you know, like I said, I think my excitement level's through the roof right now, so obviously I want to try to make an impact, you know, as soon as I get in the lineup.
With the newest member of the Calgary Flames, Blake Como, joining us down the Subway Restaurant's Fresh Take Hotline. Well, tell me about your season last year, your career high in 24 goals, 46 points. It was your second consecutive full season with the Islanders, but obviously one that you felt pretty good about.
Yeah, I did. I felt like, you know, I played consistent hockey throughout the season. You know, I played a physical game, which is something that I think I need to do to be successful. And, you know, obviously I wanted to build off last year. I wasn't satisfied. Obviously I felt like I had made some strides, you know, but I also felt like I was still developing and growing as a player. And, you know, so I was excited over the summer. You know, I thought we had a lot of young guys to build around, and obviously, we've gotten off to a tough start to start the season, and, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes. Changes are made, and, you know, I definitely think this change is going to work out for the best.
Anything that you can put your finger on as to why the success hasn't been there the way you've wanted it to this point this season?
You know, I just think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think there's a lot of great forwards on the island, and, you know, obviously, last year I was getting a little bit more opportunity than I was this year. But, you know, on the other hand, I think it was on me, too, that I wasn't putting pucks in the back of the net. And, you know, sometimes that's the way it goes. It just seems like it was heading in the wrong direction kind of all around. So, you know, I'm trying to let the past be the past and, you know, try to keep in mind what I've learned over the last few years with different people around me and everything else, and try to apply that, obviously, with my new start in Calgary.
I know that you're excited about coming to Calgary with the circumstances. Is it a change of scenery, regardless of where you're going, that is a big thing for you too?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I think, you know, obviously I've been with the Islanders since I was drafted by them and come up through the minors and been with the team. So, you know, I think maybe it'll just be a different look for me, a different feel. You know, like I said, going back to a Canadian city, having the excitement of the fans there, and you know, I just feel like coming to a new team has just sparked something even before I get on the ice. I can't really explain it. You know, so hopefully it works out well.
With Blake Como of the Calgary Flames, tell me what Jay Feaster said to you when he gave you a call this morning.
He just expressed how excited they were to have me. You know, he said that they were excited when they saw me come up on waivers and were hoping they'd be able to get me. And obviously, as a player, that's something that you want to hear. You know, if you're going to a team that's excited to have you. And, you know, obviously, I feel like being put on waivers by the Islanders, I almost have something to prove now. And, you know, I feel like I can be an impact player in this league, and I'm excited that I'm going somewhere where, you know, they feel the same way. So, I'm excited to get out on the ice, meet the guys, and just get things going.
How would you describe yourself as a player?
I consider myself a power forward. I like to play physical. You know, I feel like I'm a well-rounded player. I take pride in playing good defensive hockey. I feel like I can kill penalties, contribute offensively, you know, things like that. So I hopefully I can go right away, make an impact, and, you know, try to help out wherever I can.
Tell me about your connection with Brent Sutter. I know you played for him at the World Junior Hockey Championship. So what do you know about the coach of the Calgary Flames?
Yeah, he coached me at World Juniors, played against his teams in Red Deer, and, you know, one of the things that his teams were always known for was their hard work ethic and obviously the physical style they play. And, you know, just from Brent coaching me for that short time, I know that he expects guys to compete hard and play hard, and I feel like that's something that I do and can bring every night. So, you know, not too sure how I'm going to be used yet, but, you know, I think that's part of the excitement is going there and competing hard, playing hard, trying to make a good first impression and try to make an impact right from the start.
The World Junior Hockey Championship, tell me about that experience for you.
For me, it was, you know, one of my greatest hockey moments. It was in Vancouver, obviously just down the road from where I played junior. Had my parents there, my sister. Got to share the experience with them. We ended up winning gold. So, you know, it was awesome for me. Anytime you get to represent your country with that jersey on, it's a special feeling. And, you know, it was definitely a crazy atmosphere there. So it was something that I'll definitely never forget.
And I know in your NHL career, you've probably only faced the Flames two or three times. But what do you know about them as a team, how they play and stuff like that?
Well, you know, it's the same way how Sutter Brent's teams were in junior. They're extremely hardworking, hard to play against, physical, and you know, they definitely have some offensive firepower. They got a lot of depth on defense and some great goaltending. So, you know, I feel like just from playing against them, you know, I feel like good things are going to come, and hopefully, I can fit in right away and try to help out.
Well, Blake, safe trip to St. Louis, man. Appreciate you doing this today on a what could be a game day for you. So safe trip, and we'll see you in Calgary in a couple of days.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.